How you kids doing? Mobile Cappy, assholeconsulting.com. Check it out. We're going to be banging through them quick today because Cappy's got to do a lot of work. Dear asshole, first things first, keep me anonymous. I'm in my mid-20s and currently work construction, dirt grading, and have been for about 2 years. The money's good, $24 an hour, but I definitely want to do it the rest of my life if I can help it. I worked as a mechanic for 4 years during and after leaving college, where I called it quits after realizing 2 years that psychology is a worthless degree path. Good for you. And I like working hard and with my hands. No debt, just wasted time, I know. Well, hey, you dropped out in 2 years, man. That was good. Most people, dude, do you know there's people that go to school like 6 years of college, like $300,000 in debt? And then their lives are ruined. And then they lack the entrepreneurship, like go get the PhD in psychology and open up their own office. No, that you avoided hell. As well, at least where I am, there's not much money in being a mechanic. The reason for my inquiry is that I found out about a school that trains people to become wind turbine technicians at a place. The cost is $20,000. I'll have to go into some debt to pay for it. I'm someone who's extremely hesitant to go into debt. Dude, you're only going 10 grand into debt. That's not that much. But that particular career field is in high demand, pays well, is fairly secure, is about the closest thing to a dream job I've ever had. As well, the money is very good, and there's a lot of advancement opportunities. Is it? Did you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics? Because I got the data right here. It's not that high paying. You're paid $24 an hour now. All right. Money is very good, a lot of advancement opportunities. I don't know. My main worry is the current economy, possibility of some kind of inflation-driven economic crisis. All right, stop. Guys, I'm on the Titanic. I'm afraid it might be sinking. Well, doesn't matter. Where do I go on the Titanic to survive? Doesn't matter. The whole ship's going down. If there is an economic crisis, it's going to pretty much affect everything. I mean, unless you're a surgeon or something really... buttressed against economic collapse, and even then, it and guy, just stop worrying about the economy. What's going to happen is going to happen. The best thing is to have a skill or a trade. And I'd say you being a mechanic or a welder, or no, and you're not well, you're a mechanic. What are you now? You're something. Oh, you're landscaping. Okay, your mechanic skill is going to come in more valuable. I don't want to be stuck in debt during such a situation. You're not going to be in that much debt. It's $10,000. Come on, man. I mean, do you work more than 40 hours a week? You know, I'm a minimalist. I remember when 10 grand actually meant something. It's not really all that much now. What's the financing cost on 10 grand at, say, 5%? That's $500 a year. Simple interest, divide by 12. 500 divided by 12. Dude, that's less than your cell phone bill. I would want to start the program within 1 to 3 months. The program itself is 6 months. They seem to have a solid job placement from in-house, assuming I got a job right out of school. I've been in the field for 9 months at most, and a lot can happen in 9 months. As an aside, there's also the fact I'll be living in a big city that's an insufferably lefty area for 6 months. This part of the program includes living in classmates in dorms. Would you recommend I take the plunge in the current day? All right, so I'll go, unlike everybody else, I actually went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here you go, dude. Median pay, $27 an hour, which is $3 an hour more than you make. So, and then you'd be living in a higher cost area, I presume, although if they sent you out. Here's what you trades guys have got to learn. Whether you're a mechanic, a landscaper, or a wind turbine, you make money working overtime, showing up on time, and doing the job right. Now, wind turbines are going to be a little bit more streamlined, but you could make more money as a mechanic. Show up on time. Do mechanic work on the side. Open up a shop. Do it for your buddies. But yeah, if you want to make an extra $3, you want to go to school for 6 months to make another $3 an hour, and you're not going to have the purchasing power of $3 an hour more. Probably will wash out in the end. That's median pay. That's median. You're going to start lower than that. And here's the other thing. The fact you're worried about 10 grand, I understand the distaste for debt. That's not a lot of debt. Okay? That means to me you're not working overtime. you're putting in your 40. That's it. And I understand. Well, if you're grading dirt, the machine's doing the work. You're in your 20s. How about you get off your ass and put in a 60-hour work week? So now, the only reason I'd consider recommending this in your case is you said it's your dream job. Is it to go up on tall pillars in the middle of fields and repair? And okay, fine. Go ahead. If you want to do it, fine. Going to a completely different part of the country because you're in a kind of a boring part of the country. Fine, go to the other part of the country. But you just keep picking lame ass job after lame ass job. And if you'd work overtime or put in, then you'd start making money in any one of these endeavors. So yeah, if you want to, go ahead. It's going to be the same pay. Actually, it's going to be a little bit less pay at the beginning, and then it's growing, it's booming. But there must be an equivalent amount of people coming in to field these jobs because it's only $27 an hour, which is fine. But you know, how about this? If you do this, effing stick with it. Stop jumping the F around, going from one trade to another trade, which are perfectly fine trades. Sit down, hunker down, and either go the entrepreneurial route on the side, do it. Like, I got an electrician. He does side work. Works the main gig, then he works the side gigs, right? I got a tile guy. Main gig, side gig. Alex Patino, the truck driving Latino agent in the field. Overtime, long haul. Had another kid. I'm the diesel mechanic and they only pay $15 an hour. I'm like, that's weird. I know this kid. And I call him. I say, why do you make $100,000? How'd you do that? Oh, a lot of overtime. We're on call. Be on call. So there you go. I mean, so if it's a dream and you think it, fine, go ahead and do it. But if you're going to do it, do it right. All right. That's it. Questions, answers, hasselconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.